This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to a Game Week 10 Q&A with myself Az and Mrs. Sam Bonfield, I should say. How are you, Sam?
Why are you calling me by my full name?
I don't know, felt right.
Mrs. Samantha, I think you're fine.
Mrs. Samantha Bonfield, or what were we last week? Saz? Team Saz? Ask yeah. Saz? It wasn't Saz, was it?
No, but that's also good. I like Saz.
Samaz.
It was
Samaz?
No, it was you first. Azam or something, wasn't it?
Azam. I don't think so. Oh, we've forgotten it already.
I don't know, but I quite like Saz. That's better.
Saz is...
I think, like, that's what we should be. We can be Team Saz. Like being sassy or something.
I remember it being quite good, though. And we've ruined it already. But anyway, here we are.
Standard.
You're knackered. You've been doing...
so tired today.
Personal training and pumpkin picking. Azmantha. Thank you, Dennis Robertson.
Azmantha.
Azmantha. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do a post on Instagram to remind everyone to come and watch us, and then you hit go live, and now I'm not doing
Well, I can stall for a bit if you want to do the post.
It's fine. I just haven't tagged you in it. That'll do.
I don't need to be tagged in it. Everyone's here for you anyway, let's be honest.
Story not.
Creation AI, my favourite show. Welcome to the chat. Hello to Dennis Robertson. Do I make my coffee now or wait until 4 knowing that there's a likelihood of tech issues? No tech issues.
You were
a bit late.
But I was a bit late. I was finishing a work call and then I couldn't get my screen to see ours. That's why I was late.
Tech issues. So not me anymore.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was the link you sent me that wasn't working.
I'm a changed man. AJW, first time live. Love it. Thumbs up. Welcome. Do just drop us a question as well if you need any advice. Neither of us know what the hell we're doing with our own teams, but we might be able to help yours. go for it. Just for everyone knows, Sam and I are in a very similar boat this week. Neither of us have Watkins, neither of us have Saka, and we both have two free transfers.
We both love each other.
Have you got Udogie as well?
Yeah. Oh my god, what? I was so Az. Imagine me on Monday night, right? I'm watching my beloveds, happy Az. I was watching it with my brother-in-law. He's also a Spurs fan. I was so happy Monday night. Spurs winning. Yeah. 2-0 up, Madison and Son.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then Udogie goes off. The rage and the language that left my mouth on Monday night at 55 minutes into that game.
I was just sad.
I was raging. Lee was at football.
That's the difference in ranks, I think. When you're 300k, you can rage. When you're 2 million, you're just broken.
Lee had gone to play football and he came home after the game had finished and he walked in and he went, "How was the game?" Because obviously he'd seen the score as he was driving home and whatever. And I said, the first thing I said to him was, "Udogie went off for 55 minutes and you only got 1 point." And Lee was like, "Okay, I was expecting you to be like, Spurs are top of the league.
Yay.
You won 2-0. Son and Madison got returns." No, you've just gone into an FPL rant. I was like,
that's what this game does to us. You literally can't even enjoy, like, your own team winning and being top of the league anymore because something happens in the week that that annoys you. So Spanner, 2 billion, who's generous as yet is. I was hoping no one would say that. Definitely closer to 3 million. I mean, you're doing well though. You're having a good season despite the doggy pain.
Oh yeah, but thank you, because I did the official pod this morning with Jules and Kelly, and they both beat me this week. And they were both like, oh, we beat you this week. Well, actually, Kelly wasn't. But as you can imagine, Jules was.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a Jules symptom.
Kelly smashed it. She got 98 last week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because since I got Udogi in and sold Van de Ven, she did the opposite and got Van de Ven. Also makes me rage. But anyway. And I said to him, I was like, well, I feel terrible about this now. Like, you've got me on this stream. God knows what time it was this morning, and you've made me feel bad about my team. Yes, I had a nice green arrow. Like, it was a good green arrow. I got 84 points. Should have been 89. Thanks, Udogi. However, it's one of those, isn't it? I think when you stream with other people, the green arrow is only as good as the people that you're competing with.
I've got to do Black Box with bloody Mark tonight. He's on another massive green arrow, and he's wildcarded into, like, the best-looking team I've ever seen. So... It's hard.
Like, an FPL at the moment is actually difficult because, unlike a few weeks ago where we were kind of all like, oh, I don't know who to have, now it's like, oh, I don't know who to have because there's so many options. Yep. And you can't have everyone.
Yep. Well, let's take some questions from the chat, because there's loads of players I'm already seeing. Seeing mentioned, do get your questions in, do get your super chats in as well if you want us to guarantee an answer. We did have a super chat even before we came live. Let me just find that. I know, I can't even get it up on the screen. Can you find it? Can you go to the chat? Oh no, hang on, I'll get it. It's from agol77, and it's what I'm debating. It's something I'm debating as well, so it'd be good to get your thoughts on it. Haaland and Ward-Prowse to Watkins and Saka. Now, I could do it for free. Agol would have to do it for a hit. What's your thoughts on this Haaland out situation?
I don't like it.
Okay.
But maybe this is my slightly tentative side that comes out, which doesn't happen very often, actually, because I do like to pick out a differential and be a bit risky sometimes. But with Haaland, there's being a bit risky and then they're selling Haaland, because, like, I know he's dropped in ownership massively, but he's still owned by 86% of the game. And I was sort of considering it until last night's Champions League match.
Really? And then, against young boys?
Doesn't matter. Like, oh, for me...
On. He was poor in that game.
No,
he didn't play
it's,
well.
But it's the being back on... It's being back in front of... Like, so he scored at the weekend, scored 2 in midweek. Like, there's a rhythm thing that comes with Haaland. And I look at Manchester United, who they got to play at the weekend, and how defensively struggling they are. I nearly said a bad word then. How defensively struggling they are. And how many injuries they've got. And the only teams that have really dealt successfully with Haaland this season have been randomly Wolves and Craig Dawson and Arsenal and Saliba. And I look at Manchester United...
Hang on a second. I would say Brighton dealt with him pretty well, except for Saliba literally giving him the ball in the middle of the pitch. We shackled him well. He was nowhere near as effective as I thought he was going to be in that game.
But he still got a goal.
Yeah, but that was gifted to him. And, okay, let me ask you 2 questions. One, is 1 goal a game enough for a 14 million striker?
That's a good question.
And 2, presumably you're not going to captain him this week because Salah's at home to Forest. Obviously, you'd be tempted to captain him in 11 because Salah's got Luton. But Salah's got Luton. And then it's Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs, Villa. You're not going to captain him in any of those 4 games.
No.
I wouldn't have thought. So, is he worth it?
It's really hard.
And I'm surprised you're against it, because you're very much on the Alvarez can match Haaland.
I am, and I do feel that way. Yeah. I absolutely do feel that way. I think it's a fear factor. And I think as a content creator, like, I kind of admire Raptor for doing it, because... As a content creator, if you do something rogue, like selling Haaland, and it backfires, the pain that that is going to cause every stream is going to be a lot. And I just, I don't know. Like, I fear not having Haaland will ruin my season. Because if he does, he's only got to get, like, if he goes and braces against Man United and you've sold him, then obviously depends on what you've done with the money and if you spread it around. But if you're not on wildcard, you're not spreading it around that much this week, is the reality. You might get one other player to replace him. So you probably get Watkins. You might get one other player. But, like, in the question, you've got a minus four to consider as well in part of that. And could I see him bracing against Manchester United? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do you know, I don't disagree with you. It is obviously very risky. And looking at some of the chat, I mean, Haaland's had about 10 sitters to go against. That feels suicidal. Mm-hmm. Sushan says Haaland triple captain, then Sam in this. Adam Stevo says Haaland out. Haaland out on a wild card is one thing. To transfer him out and not be able to get back a few transfers later.
That's how I feel.
Mm. Yeah. I know. I personally think it is viable given the fixtures. Obviously, Bournemouth at home and United away is going to be terrifying. But United away worries me less just because I wouldn't captain him in that week. So if he gets 15 points and I've sold him for Watkins, for example.
Yeah. Would you captain Watkins?
Watkins or Salah. One of the two. But I think Watkins can get 15 points against Luton. I don't think there's much in it between Haaland away at United and Watkins at home to Luton, but there is 6 million difference. And that is the difference between me being able to afford Saka, for example, in two moves, rather than having to basically rip my team apart for these two players.
And who would you be taking out for Saka?
Ward-Prowse. This comes back to the original question we had. Ward-Prowse and Haaland out for Saka and Watkins. I don't hate it. This is the thing. I don't hate it. I understand the risks involved. And I think next week is going to be awful when you're going to have to rely on Salah getting a big haul, I think, against Luton for it to be okay.
Which he probably will.
You'd hope he would.
But the other thing that I would say is that a lot of people have bought Salah in and still have. Like, I've got Salah and Haaland and Madison and Son and Bowen, and like, my team's nice. It's really, really nice.
Mm.
But the fear of not having Haaland is absolutely real. And it's weird because it's not the same. Last year I went without Haaland, without Salah for nearly all of the season. But I didn't feel the same kind of fear, strangely.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of don't really. The only game I fear, like I said, the only game I fear for it is next week, that Bournemouth game. But the people like Raptor and other people who did sell Haaland were worried about the Brighton game.
Mm.
One return, one goal in that game. Like for us, I captained him, I think you did as well. That's nothing. Like, if Haaland's getting one goal for people who are captaining him and you're able to captain Salah, who's easily going to match that, I'd say, over the next few games. Salah's going to get a goal a game. Haaland needs to be getting 2 goals a game, really, to justify the price that he is over the next 4 weeks. And it doesn't really look like he's doing it at the moment. So, I don't know. It's an interesting one.
I think there's a hat-trick in him this weekend. I'm so tempted to captain him.
You are tempted. Okay, well, if you are tempted to captain him, or if you are going to captain him, then it's a different story.
So, and this is my issue, is that I look at the game this weekend and the game next weekend and go, I probably won't captain him either because I'll probably end up going Salah, is the reality. But I genuinely do think if he doesn't return this week, then I can see myself sending him after the Bournemouth game. Because I think this is the moment where I feel like it's kind of make or break for him.
Mm.
Right now, heading into this game, though, with how bad Manchester United have been defensively, I do not want off of him.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, let's move off. I wouldn't like say he's a definite sell, but I can understand if you don't have Watkins and Saka, like this week and game week 12, when Watkins has then got Fulham and then Arsenal have got Saka.
Watkins, I think, is different though. Watkins, I think, is really different. I think you should move hell and high water to get Watkins, and I will be trying to do that. However, with Saka, Sheffield United this week. don't have him, that's horrendous. But next week, Newcastle, not that bothered. Whereas I'd rather have Haaland against Bournemouth next week than I would have Saka against Newcastle.
Yeah.
So if you take those two games together, then I prefer Haaland over Saka for 2 weeks. After that, it's a very different conversation because then the fixtures for Man City are hot, are not nice. You've got Spurs and Liverpool and that in there. Whereas for Villa, for Arsenal, they continue to be beautiful. Mm. So there's a different conversation to be had there.
Keith Rowley's accusing me of talking poo in this. I didn't say Salah will score a goal a game for the rest of the season. I said he would need to score a game for the next 4 weeks, which, given Liverpool's fixtures, I don't think too many would argue about. I think he's a great run for Liverpool over the next four. If he gets a goal a game, I would assume that that would match or outscore Haaland over the next four, given what I've seen so far. Maybe, okay, the Luton, the Bournemouth game, I mean, that could go either way, couldn't it? I mean, Salah could get a hat-trick in that, Haaland could get a hat-trick, anything could happen in that week. But the games around it are definitely better for Salah than they are for Haaland.
If it's a choice between having Salah and having Haaland, I'd have Salah over Haaland. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is, do we think... Like, I think there's other ways to get... to get Watkins this week, who I think is the priority. Like, I would argue for you and I, with the fixtures in the next two, the priority is to get Watkins. Mm. And maybe Saka is hide behind the sofa territory for Sheffield United, but is then gettable for 12. Yeah, 12.
Yep.
After the Newcastle game.
A super chat from FPL Rank Chaser. Sorry, I can't get the comment on the screen because we're getting so many in. But what about a hit to bring in Saka for Madison or just do Son to Saka? Again, popular moves. People losing, well, not really losing faith in the Spurs assets, but thinking that, that the Arsenal ones can do a bit better over the next few weeks.
Gianni's reaction to this was interesting. I was watching a video that he did for Scout about how he was like adamant that Son shouldn't be sold. I am kind of... My plan always had been to sell a Spurs player for Saka this week, or Martinelli, one or the other. I hadn't decided which, but Spurs for Arsenal this week. I don't know that I can this week because Son, his record against Crystal Palace is really good. Madison's record away from home this season is really good. Going into this game away at Crystal Palace, who've just been tanked... I think Spurs do well. Plus, Spurs know that they win this game, they're 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Like, that's massive. Funnily enough, though, the week after, they could be behind again because they play on Monday night against Chelsea. But that's massive for Spurs, isn't it? Like, going into that game against Crystal Palace, great form. I just can't quite bring myself to do it this week. Next week, we've got Chelsea... Maybe you could do it then. The week after it's Wolves, then it gets tougher. But I also have some slight concerns about... had some slight concerns about Saka's injury situation. Then he got a little knock in the Champions League. I mean, he seems to be all right now. He's going to play, I think. But they have got League Cup in midweek. Spurs don't have that. They've got Champions League the week after. Spurs don't have that. So there's pros and cons to both. Personally, I think longer term, after Newcastle play Arsenal, having one Spurs is enough. But right now, I'm probably going to hold my second Spurs.
Yep. Mark Southern's in the chat.
Oh, hello, Mark.
On the Haaland defence, gifted, he scored from outside the box. Come on, you can't just give him the ball like in the area belabor get when our player's all out of position and let him from goal. Of course he's going to score from there.
Well, that's what I mean. You didn't control him.
Yeah, but it was a mistake. You can't blame our defence for that. That was purely belabor's fault. Wawawiwa from FPL Borat. Martinelli over Saka. Thinking Ward-Prowse to Martinelli or Son to Saka. In other words, Ward-Prowse and Saka versus Martinelli and Son.
Oh, thoughts? I'd have Martinelli and Son all day.
100%.
Martinelli and Son all day long. Mm. Martinelli, up until, again, it's going to depend on what Arteta says, but Martinelli, when Jesus got injured, I was a bit like, oh, it's ruining the Martinelli, because I like Martinelli better when Jesus is playing. I think Martinelli's so much better an asset when Jesus is on the pitch. But I would absolutely rather have Martinelli and Son over JWP and Saka. That's quite an easy one for me.
That's two good assets versus one good asset and one rubbish Agreed. One. So
I don't think JWP's rubbish.
No, he is.
I just think he's
Take
not.
Take it from me as an owner.
But if it was Saka and Bowen, it would be a bigger conversation. Mm. But with JWP in there,
the trouble with Ward-Prowse is you're just completely reliant on the set pieces. Yeah, and when I brought him in, he had more open play threat.
Yeah.
He's got the set pieces, but there just doesn't seem to be anyone that can get on the end of them. The centre-backs just don't seem to attack the ball well enough. Antonio is not really good enough in the air at the moment. And then, like, Bowen's too short to really deal with it. So, yeah, he's priority out for me. I think Marcelin and Son all day. Davies Family First, thank you for the super chat. A yellow one. I don't know how much 70s R is, but Ooh. I assume it's more
Where's
than...
Where's R from? Where's that the currency of?
I do not know. I'm sure someone will tell us. Where are you from, Davies Family? Wild card. Harlow Watkins, Trippier, Cash, Bowen, Diaby, Son, Baldock. spot the imposter there. Or Son to Saka and Baldock to Gabriel. Yeah, so essentially Son and Baldock versus Saka and Gabriel. So basically, if he goes with Baldock, then it's a rotation of Baldock or Taylor. No.
You could have Madison instead, and then you don't have that problem.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think on wildcard, I'd go Saka. Because I think you might regret not.
I wouldn't go with a Taylor Baldock, like playing them in.
You kind of have both Taylor and Baldock in your team. That feels terrible. Not on wildcard, doesn't it? If you're wildcarding, you don't want Taylor and Baldock.
No, I'd go Madison over Saka and upgrade Taylor to Tsimikas. There's no way I'd roll with like 2-4 million defenders as an actual in your team to play.
Mm. I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. God, the questions are really rolling in.
It's because it's a dilemma week. Everyone's stressing. I'm
the
stressing.
Old fella. Foden to Saka for a -4. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an easy one. Yep. Right? I wouldn't even think twice about that. Foden just doesn't look like a good FPL asset.
I kind of just wish I had a midfielder like Foden, though. Do you?
Yeah,
like,
just
I
to wish... make it easy. Well, I've got Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, but you,
he's
you
so
wish
cheap.
Was... Exactly. You yeah. wish it was. You wish it was Ward-Prowse at Foden's price point.
Mm.
Like, because I wanted to sell Bowen. That was another part of my plan. Was I just have Bowen for the next few and then sell him? I can't sell Bowen now.
Mm.
He's in too good form and the fixtures are too nice.
Yeah.
I wish I had a midfielder that I could just go, I'm happy to get rid of you.
No, I know. No, I know. It's not... really tricky when you look at Walcott's being built and it's, you know, it's Bowen, Madison or Son, Saka. And then there's like a Gordon or a Palmer or someone in there, isn't there? But yeah it's hard to know which one to lose. If you're like, if you've got Diaby, for example, like you're probably not going to pick Diaby on a wild card like us.
Yeah.
But we're not going to sell him, are we, at home to Luton?
No, but to get Watkins, I've got to take some money out of somebody. And it's either him or Madison, Son, Salah or Bowen.
Mm.
So my headache this week has not gone away. all week.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse. An early deadline.
Every time I have to talk on one of these streams or do a video, like, I'm glad I'm not you. You're at the FPL show tomorrow. Oh, I am God. So glad I'm not you because I don't know what I'm doing.
I've done quite a lot of content. I was on Fantasy 606 with Bruce Ball and Chris Sutton and Statsman Dave yesterday. And like trying to give advice when you literally don't know what to do is really tricky. Yeah.
Wait till you listen to the official pod when Kelly asked me what I'm doing.
Just breakdown.
I just had a meltdown. Hello. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I was dreading you asking me and I still don't know what I'm doing. And it's been, I don't know, we're like 20 hours on from it or something stupid.
Not a question here, but Michael Matthew McCaffrey just says Saka captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saka, yeah. Watkins, Salah, Haaland. Who'd you go for? Who are you going for?
I'm probably gonna go Salah, mostly because I don't have Saka or Watkins. God's sake. I think Son's an option. But I don't want to captain someone in the early game.
I'm not captaining that in the early kickoff. No, but me neither. No way.
But I do think he's an option. If that game was on Sunday, you'd feel differently.
I think Palace at home are pretty good. Son's not even in my top five this week, I don't think.
I think the top five captains this week in order are Salah.
Yep.
Watkins.
Yep.
Saka.
Yep.
Haaland.
Yep.
Madison.
So Son isn't even remotely.
No, but people will captain Son because his record's great against Crystal Palace. Son and Madison, I think, is tight for the fifth.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd probably agree. I'd probably put Bowen over Madison or
Bowen. Would you actually hand Bowen the armband?
Well, no, but I definitely wouldn't give it to Son or Madison this week, which makes me think
because it's the early kickoff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, FPL Matty Win-A-Lot. Guys, even if you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't mean it's right. It's just right for your team. I take that to mean it doesn't matter that we don't know what we're doing with our own team. We can still good advice. I might have added a few words to
No, but I think that's true. Like, I've done a lot of calls this week and given advice to people. And it's easier to give advice to other people on their teams than it is to work out what to do with your own. It's so much easier.
And also, like, because we obviously, like, as people have done this for ages, we do get some stick for it. And
some stick?
It's a bit when someone asks you for advice and you recommend a nice easy move for someone, but you personally don't want to go for a nice easy move. You want to attack something more. You know, like if someone gives me their team and I'm not going to say to them get in Trent, for example, but in my own team I might think actually I like what I've seen with Trent because you know I can still suggest that as an option. I do like Trent as an option. If I went Haalandless, I'd have Trent 100%.
Wait, stop. You'd have Trent right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see where he was playing against Everton?
Have you seen Tsimikas at half the price?
Oh, Tsimikas, come on. Tsimikas is...
Talking of Tsimikas, did you do it last week after I told you to?
No, I got Gabriel and lost that on 5 points and I'm miserable.
Why didn't you listen to me?
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean,
to be
Why
fair, your
to
reasoning
me?
For Tsimikas was he smiles a lot.
Other people did it.
Yeah,
I thought you'd done it.
I don't think Tsimikas is a bad option. What I'm saying is, if you were wildcarding and you had some Haaland money, I think you'd pick Trent over Tsimikas if you could pick either of them.
Okay.
No.
No.
What you've got enough money to get Trent comfortably, and you'd still pick Tsimikas?
Yeah.
No way. No way. That's wrong.
You're wrong.
That is wrong. Price no object, you're picking Trent 100 times.
Is this the end of our work romance?
I think it is.
It's ended on Trent and Tsimikas.
I mean, you do love Tsimikas. You're very biased.
I love him. I mean, I love him.
Your husband's in the chat. Trent, a great pick right now if you made the money.
You see, look, my actual husband agrees.
No, he doesn't. He's backing me. Trent, a great pick.
No, listen, that's what I'm saying. Lee, who have you got in your team? Or who do you want?
I just said if you sold Haaland and you've got money, you'd pick Trent.
No, you'd still go... I don't understand what's happening here. How do you take
from that comment from Lee that he's got your side?
Because he better have, because otherwise he can't come home.
That's very true, actually.
No, listen, seriously, there's no... there's no budget right now that would make me pick Trent.
I don't agree. I just don't agree. Trent against Luton could get 20 points, and no one would be surprised.
Simmercas.
Simmercas is not going to get 20 points.
He's on corners.
No.
We've descended into chaos.
There's just no way. What do you reckon about Darwin? Because there's going to be people...
I like him as well.
Yeah, but people have held on to him, haven't they?
Well, if you've got Darwin, you absolutely can't get rid.
Well, Albin here has said, would you take Darwin out for Watkins? Yeah.
That's harder. That is hard. Because the fixtures are real nice for Darwin. It's not after an international break. I expect him to start. Watkins' upside is huge, though. If it was for anyone else, I'd say no. But for Watkins, I think I'd do it. Would you?
For free, yeah. If I had the money and it was for free, I think you just do it. I mean, Darwin is just so unpredictable. You pretty much know you're going to get points with Watkins, right? Whereas Darwin, you just don't really know.
But Darwin's great. And there's potential, like, he could go massive against Forest. But then Watkins could go massive again. I think Watkins you have to have.
Yeah.
So and if you don't, you move mad to get him. Apart from Haaland, you've got to keep him.
I can't believe people are saying that Lee agrees with you. Like,
Lee always agrees with me. Adam's he's my Steve-o. Husband's.
Yeah, but he's not. The fact Lee said if you're made of money suggests he's favouring Sam. No, it doesn't. Because you literally said it doesn't matter how much money you've got. You would still pick Simmercas over Trent.
But as the reality is, if you sell Haaland... Let's be really clear about this. If you sell Haaland, you're not going to invest in Trent. You will get Salah, Saka, Son, Bowen, Alvarez, somebody else expensive.
But you'd have the money for all these players.
But you wouldn't. Because by the time you've put all of these guys across the midfield, you're going to have a midfield that's going to be worth like God knows how much. Plus then you're going to have a front two of definitely Alvarez and Watkins. And you probably have somebody like a Darwin or somebody like that in the fifth spot. So you don't have unlimited budget to buy Trent. There is nothing that would make me buy Trent right now.
I don't agree. If I was building a wildcard without Haaland, I would 100% have Trent. 100%.
This is the first time we've ever properly argued about something.
I just think he's a left field exciting pick that you can do. I think, you know...
What does Yelena think about this? Is she in the chat?
You could go for... She probably hates it, to be honest. Although in her team selection video yesterday, she was talking about Edouard. I couldn't believe it.
Why?
But the one thing I've learned is never laugh at Yelena's picks because she's called...
Edouard?
McGinn got his assist last week. She said Gordon early on. She's had, she had Watkins from the start.
She's had cash on the bench.
Cash on the... Don't remind her of that.
I love Yelena.
FPL uproar, two free transfers. Saka in for Son and Alvarez out for Watkins. This is like, everyone is doing the same things, aren't they? It's just the same. This isn't a disrespect to you, FPL uproar. It's just like, it's very single-minded for these two players. And it doesn't seem to matter who leaves. Son and Alvarez, I just think, are such good picks.
Son and Alvarez could easily outscore Watkins and Saka this week. I don't think they will, but they could.
Or Maddison out for Saka and Adogi out for Simmercas. I prefer that. But then you don't have Watkins. It's really tough. It's a really tough week because you've got to make sacrifices.
You can't have everyone.
For people like us, we are going to have to lose one of Alvarez, Maddison or Son, right? This week.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because otherwise we can't get Watkins or Saka if that's the priority. If you want Saka, you've got to lose Maddison or Son, and if you want Watkins, you've got to lose Alvarez. That's just how it is.
Life's so hard, Az. Life is so hard.
Why can't we have them all? Well, you can have them all, but then you've got to sell Haaland.
But then I've got to have Trent apparently, and I don't want him either.
Yeah, I mean, my first thoughts when I looked at my team this week were exactly what FPL Uproar said. It was Son and Alvarez out for Watkins and Saka. That was my first thought. And then Son went and scored a goal and got an assist. Alvarez had a rest in the Champions League.
Came on and I know it got ruled out, but came on immediately scored.
Mm.
in the Champions League as well, like 90 seconds or something ridiculous.
Disallowed.
I know it was disallowed, but nonetheless, he came on and he did that. I hate all of this stuff. I hate all of it. I hate the fact that we're having to sell players that are in really good, like they're in really, really good form. Alvarez, good form. Son, good form. Madison, good form. Like, and yet we're keeping players like, you're keeping James Ward-Prowse if you do this.
Well, that's it. Well, I'm not, you see. That was one of the reasons why I'm 100% selling Ward-Prowse this week.
Because the thing is, in FPL, I still stand by that the thing that you do with your team should be fixing the weakest point of your team.
Always. And it's what I didn't do last week, and now I'm in trouble because I've still got Botman and Destiny's got an injury.
Correct. Now, at no point in anyone's team are Alvarez and Son the worst points. They're just not. So if they're not the worst points in your team, then yes, you have to look at upside. 100% you do. And you have to think about getting Watkins or getting Saka. But I don't think there's any reason to sell all of these good players to get both of them. Particularly when Saka has got Newcastle next week.
So that's what I'm... I think in our position, we have to pick one.
You get one. You pick one. Yeah. And for me... I pick Watkins because I like the longer term fixtures. So Watkins is my priority. It means I'm not having an Arsenal attacker. I hate myself for it, but that's just where I am. Because I'm going to have a problem with Udogie and I'm going to have to deal with that.
Mm.
And getting Simakas in for Udogie to save some budget, which allows me to get Watkins, is sensible. That's the sensible thing to do.
But you wouldn't better do that for two frees, right?
I've got some money in the bank. Not enough for that. So I'd have to take Diaby down to a...
And then you're selling Diaby at home.
And then I'm selling Diaby at home.
Sorry, I know. It's yeah.
But Diaby actually is the weakest point in my midfield.
Mm.
In terms of returns in recent weeks, he is my weak point in midfield.
Mm.
And I'm upgrading the weak point in my attack and I'm getting rid of the weak point in my defence if Udogie is injured. So I'm taking the weakest parts of my team and I'm improving them, which is kind of what we... That's how I play FPL.
Yeah.
I can't take out one of my strong points, which is Sun. I just can't.
Well, here's another question for you, because I think...
This is stressing me out, this stream.
I know. What you're saying makes a lot of sense, right? And I vowed to do that, take out the weakest links, rather than trying to focus on the big point scorer that week, because the rest of my team is fine.
It's good, yeah.
My biggest issues are Botman, who I should have dealt with last week, because I could have Colwell coming in this week, and then I don't have to worry about Udogie. I could have just played Colwell at home to Brentford. But I thought, oh, Botman might be back, and then I've got that new car. It was stupid.
Well, Eddie Howe wasn't very kind.
I know, he wasn't. But it was the wrong, it was the wrong move. It was the wrong move. I blame myself. But if I was going to deal with my other weakest player in Ward-Prowse and not move, you know, far away from the budget, well, my options are go down to Palmer, who's very popular this week, go to Gordon, or the team we haven't talked about yet, Brighton. Because Brighton's next three fixtures are Fulham, Everton, Sheffield United. Unbelievable three fixtures. But everyone
would you go for Adingra?
Adingra, Matoma or Ferguson. I think they're all good picks.
Over Watkins.
But it's not over Watkins, is it?
You get Watkins as well.
Well, no. It's not just getting Watkins, though. This is my point.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm just trying to work out what it is that you do.
It would be selling... If I want Watkins, I've got to sell Alvarez.
Right.
Right? If I want to keep Alvarez, then I'm probably saying, okay, I'm not gonna get Watkins. Okay. So then I either do the Ward-Prowse and Madison out move and get Saka.
Okay.
But with that, I then have to pick between Palmer, Adingra, Gordon, or maybe if I've got the money to go for a Matoma or a Ferguson. I just think, are we ignoring Brighton a bit because we're so focused on Arsenal and Villa when actually a Matoma, a Ferguson or someone could be
an easier
to get to pick rather than having to rip your whole team up and getting all the, you know, getting rid of all your good players.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. However, it's so hard to know at Brighton, and that's my issue with Brighton. So at the beginning of this season, it was about knowing who was going to start. That was the issue with Brighton. It was like, is it going to be João Pedro? Is it going to be Evan Ferguson? In midfield, like, it's less of an issue because you know Matoma's going to start. We're pretty sure Odinga's going to start. So you're all right with those two. But up top, it still feels difficult, particularly with Ferguson seems to be carrying. He went off again, didn't he? Like, there's something there. And obviously, we're going to get a little bit more knowledge about Brighton tonight when you play.
I'm
so
stressed about that game tonight, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's one good thing about not being in Europe. There's no midweek stress apart from dealing with this. This stream is stressing me out. I'm glad Spurs aren't playing as well. I totally agree with that comment. It's very hard. It feels difficult with Brighton. The fixtures are great, but you have got massive risk of rotation around because of your situation in Europe, because you're not at the point where you've won multiple games and you're, you know, flying in the group and you're going to want to stay in that competition. That does worry me a little bit around these Premier League games that are easier and could see some rotation. Does that not bother you?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be rotation. It's just we've now got key injuries to two players, which I think makes it a bit easier. Like you mentioned Odinga. I think Odinga at 5 million is a great punt.
It's a good pick, yeah.
I don't think Buonanotte is really ready for the Premier League from what I've seen over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And Odinga is just to me seems miles clear. And then up top, we only have one fit centre forward, who is Ferguson, with Welbeck out. João Pedro isn't an out and out nine. Hasn't been used that way at all this season. Fatty can play up top, but that's not his position. Ferguson is going to get a lot of minutes. He might get subbed around the 70-minute mark, but so Son's getting subbed around the 70-minute mark, and everyone's not worried about him. So there's pick. I mean, and Matoma as well. I mean, Matoma on the left. You know, he's just signed a new contract as well.
Yeah, he should play most games. And didn't go on international duty, did he? So he's had a 2-week break. I think potentially we are sleeping on Brighton, but my issue remains that I don't. In order to get... So here's my issue with Brighton. If I knew who the forward was going to be, and I knew it was definitely going to be Evan Ferguson every week for the next 3 weeks, then fine. He could come in, but it would be instead of Watkins. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. But he could come in instead of Watkins and be the third forward. To get Odinga or Matoma, I have to sell Diaby ahead of Luton at home. Yeah, you're just not going to do that. It's different. It's different for you because you've got James Ward-Prowse.
Exactly.
So this is what I mean. Works.
It's different for different teams, right?
100%. And this is the thing: is that for your team, looking at it without any kind of bias around, you know, who you select, getting a Brighton midfielder makes sense. It makes sense for your team because it's attacking the fixtures, which are nice. It allows you to go slightly differential because Brighton aren't heavily owned. So it gives you that differential pick as well in the middle, which is nice. But for me, it does not fit the structure of my team. I need it to be a striker that I go for, really, in the Cameron Archer slot. And the Brighton guys don't fit there as easily as I want them to.
Yeah.
Because I like Evan Ferguson, but not enough that I want to invest because I am still worried about João Pedro in the background.
Jerome Robinson says, speaking of Brighton, when there's a Estupinan back, we'll need more defender options. He's back in individual training. So there's a video of him, you know, training with Lallana, I think, kind of away from the first team. No chance he's back tonight. Bench maybe on Sunday as a real push, but probably I wouldn't be surprised if he was out this week as well and hopefully back next week. We really need him. But yeah, keep your eye on it because when he's back at 5 million, you know, if we have got a Destiny Adogie or someone that can move to him, then it's not a bad pick. One more super chat before we finish. This is from Broden Bandine. Picked up two Arsenal players this week for free. I like it. Sorry to bring you back to the topic. It's all right. We expected this. Shall I take a hit to get Watkins for Haaland for the fixture run? So I can get Diaby for Matoma next week.
As I can't cope anymore. I can't cope.
Haaland to Watkins for a hit, just on its own, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
And also, I think that Diaby could easily be an Ingra rather than Matoma. So you don't need the extra budget.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do Haaland to Watkins for a hit.
I'm assuming that one of these Arsenal players that you've picked up is either Saka or Martinelli.
I would assume so, yeah.
Assume you've not got Gabriel and Saliba, because if you've done that, then maybe we're having a different conversation.
I think if you've picked up Saka and Martinelli, I think that's pretty fun for this week.
Oh, yeah. Or if you've picked up Saka and Gabriel or Saliba and Martinelli or a combination of those, then I think that gives you enough. And you've got Diaby against Luton. Like, it gives you enough, I think, to get you through. The issue is, whatever happens this week, my view is that people are going to sell people that return big numbers. Now, you might get in a player that also returns big numbers. I think there's big numbers for all of these people that we've spoken about, potentially, because they've all got great fixtures. They're all in good form. You can't have everyone. So you have to just, as best you can, manage that. And taking a minus four puts you in a difficult position that you don't need to put yourself in, because you've already got Arsenal players. I'm assuming you've got Salah. You've got Alvarez. You've got Haaland. Like, you've got good players in your team. So don't take a minus four to get rid of good players, is my view.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, like, the you know, the one of the reasons why I would sell Haaland and why I'm even debating it is because I would use the money to upgrade. And I know you don't think Trent is an upgrade, but, you know, the upgrade would be Ward-Prowse to Saka, for example.
But see, I get that.
If you've made your moves and then it's just purely Haaland to Watkins, you're not using the money. You're just going to have 6 million in your bank.
It's just going to sit there. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, and Haaland, yes, I think Watkins could hat-trick this week. Absolutely. I don't think there's any reason why Haaland couldn't. I don't think he will, but I could see it happening. I could see him bracing against Man United. So if you've taken a minus four to take him out and he does that, I think on a wild card it's entirely different, because you spread the money around, you use the budget, you improve everywhere else across the rest of your team. And I get it. I get the Haaland out on wild card. I do. But Haaland out as a transfer, I just don't, unless you're making another transfer with it and it's free and you're going to upgrade then somebody else next week. Like, I know I'm laughing about the Trent thing, but like, so if you plan to do James Ward-Prowse upgrade this week to Saka, I get that.
Yeah.
And then if you then use the money the week after to upgrade somebody else to Trent, then fair enough. I can see why you do it, because you're actively using the Haaland money from the get-go. This time you're taking him out for a hit and you're not doing anything with that additional budget, and you're taking out a player that's got a good fixture and could do well.
Quite interesting. I mean, I did a poll at the start of the stream, Haaland out, and it was, I think it was about 57% after...
Saying no.
Okay. So, but more kind of even, whereas now it's at 71% no. So as the stream's gone on, more and more people have gone off the idea.
Because I've gone mad. Just ranted about things on this stream. I don't normally come on and be here, be argumentative, but today, because I'm stressed as.
G-Wiz is having a meltdown because he wants more likes on the stream. So do just help him out. And he's happy now. He's hit the target he wanted, whatever target that was.
What was the target? How many likes have we got?
100 maybe, something like that.
100 likes?
Yeah, do like the stream if you haven't already. We do have one more super chat that I missed. That was from Hazardous. Which says, let me just find it. Two free transfers, Saka and Diaby, or Matoma in for Luis Diaz and Foden. I then have to bench one of Madison, Son, Saka, Bowen, Diaby, Haaland, Watkins, Alvarez.
Oh, stop it. Right, you've got to read the whole question to me again, because I can't see it.
Two free transfers.
Yeah.
Should I do... Oh, hang on, Jake's coming up. Saka and Matoma. Oh, here he is.
Hi, Jakey.
Oh, he's a wex. I took him for a walk earlier. Saka and Diaby or Matoma in for Luis Diaz and Foden. I like that.
Saka and Diaby for
Or Matoma.
Or Matoma.
For Diaz and Foden.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then it means benching one of Madison, Son.
Right.
Saka, Bowen, Diaby, Haaland, Watkins, Alvarez.
Oh, stop it.
You have to bench your Spurs.
Oh, Stas. Right, who are you going to bench?
You'd have to bench Madison. I don't want to bench any of them, Sam, but, I mean, Alvarez, I guess.
Right, the last time I said to bench a Spurs player, do you remember what happened?
Oh, I got my headphones come out.
Oh,
I love this dog, but he makes streaming a lot harder when he's on my app.
Come on, Sam. Right now?
We need to wrap this up.
I'm not saying to bench a Spurs player, because the last time I said to bench a Spurs player, some went wild. Do you remember?
Yeah. Son, I do remember.
So I'm done with that. We can't bench any Spurs players. I think the one that's in the worst form of those players is Diaby.
Mm.
So if you go purely on form and forget the fixtures, because everyone there's got a nice fixture, then you bench Diaby. If you base it on the fixtures, you bench Alvarez.
Yeah.
That's where I am. I like the transfers. I do the transfers.
You can't bench Diaby at home to Luton.
Then you have to bench Alvarez and play the fixtures.
It's Alvarez or Maddison for me. Mahomes is right. I think it's Alvarez.
I think it has to be. You have to play the fixtures. In that moment where everyone's got form, you have to play the fixture. And therefore, the only thing you can do is bench Alvarez, which is blimmin' horrible. But I'm afraid that is life.
One move I was thinking...
Or bench boost.
Yeah, or bench boost. Well, one move I was looking at making this week would have had me benching either Gordon, Palmer or Alvarez.
Bench boost.
I've got no bench. I've got a Doge injured and Kabore who's not playing.
If you've got a bench, Hazardous? If Hazardous has got a bench, just bench boost. That chip always goes badly anyway.
Yeah. Delia, for our final comment, it's so relaxing watching this stream when I've already done my moves. Thanks, Delia.
Oh, I'm glad, Delia.
I'm so delighted that you're enjoying it. Lovely stuff. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're very stressed. We will be back next week to discuss how it all went wrong.
We might not. Yeah. Stress might kill us off.
Or we might not. Yeah, don't worry. It'll turn out all right in the end, surely. Do give us a like. Do give us a comment on the stream. As well, do give Fantasy Football Scout a rating as well if you're listening on the podcast version too. But yeah, Sam and I will be back next week.
We will. See you next week.